Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you today, here today on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70, Mother's Day. God bless all the mothers around the world. A special shout out to my mom, Mary Gregory in Pennsylvania. I love you, Mom. I miss you and hope to see you soon. Today's Mother's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for all the moms around the world. Now, Adam and Eve, God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Eve is the mother of all living. Praise the Lord. That's one of her titles. The mother of all living. God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They sinned against God. God commanded them to have children. And here we are. Eve is the mother of all living. In a few moments here, I will be reading out of Proverbs chapter 31. In a few moments. Now, I said I would put in a good word for this company called Bike and Beach. Travis Morton, he's the store manager located at 217 3rd Street North, Neptune Beach, Florida, 32266. Their phone number, 904-249-4245. They sell bikes there. They repair bikes. Good people there. Bike and Beach, right near the beach, Jacksonville Beach, Neptune Beach, in that area. Yes. Your phone number once again, 904-249-4245. I'm glad you're listening to this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Mother's Day, May 8th, 2016. It's a little bit past 3 p.m. Eastern Time, which is a little after noon, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Also breaking in the news the last few days, Mount St. Helens volcano in Washington State, USA, is on alert. All kinds of earthquake activity happening below Mount St. Helens volcano. And that's a sign that the volcano is wakening back up. Now, here's a bit of history. In 1980, on May 18th, 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted. It had a major eruption. Okay. And it looks like there was a lot of volcanic activity happening right there since the end of March. It's going on. Now, I'm not saying it could have a major eruption very soon. It could. Then again, it could be months down the road. Only God knows for sure. But there is a lot of, there's been an earthquake swarm, a swarm of earthquakes, many earthquakes in the area of Mount St. Helens. It's coming back to life. Now, let me mention this also, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. Mount Rainier, outside of Mount Rainier, outside of Seattle, Washington, that's a volcano also, and that could have an eruption when only God knows. And also, Yellowstone National Park is a super volcano, and that could have an eruption in the future. So be ready. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you today on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world, and a special shout out to my mom, Mary Gregory, in Pennsylvania. I love you, Mom. And now I'm going to be reading out of Proverbs chapter 31. Stand by. This is a 15-minute live broadcast on blogtalkradio.com/PikeMan70. Stand by. I'm going to read out of Proverbs chapter 31. Stand by. Verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. That's what I'm searching for, a virtuous woman. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Thank God for women. Thank God for moms. Today's Mother's Day, May 8th, 2016. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. I'm not perfect, but I am forgiven. I have repented of my sins. Believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Eve is the mother of all living. God commanded Adam and Eve after they sinned in the Garden of Eden to have children to cover the earth. And they were obedient to God's holy command. Eve is the mother of all living. And remember this, ladies and gentlemen, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, can save your soul from eternal punishment in hell and then cast into the lake of fire. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. If you believe and trust in Him and Him alone, repenting from your wicked way, you have eternal life in heaven forevermore. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." A friend of mine that I've known for years, Peter S. Ruckman of Pensacola Bible Institute, just recently passed away, and I pray for his family and loved ones, and I pray for everyone there at Pensacola Bible Institute. I used to go to Pensacola Bible Institute many years ago, training for the ministry, and my heart and prayers go out to his family there in Pensacola, Florida. Dr. Peter S. Ruckman is a believer, so he's in a better place. He's in heaven. And he's going to be sorely missed. I just found out about his passing just yesterday. He had a lot of impact on my life. Like I said, I used to go to Pensacola Bible Institute. That's one of the Christian colleges that I've been to in the past, training for the ministry. I've also gone to Trinity Baptist College here in Jacksonville, Florida. This is where I'm calling from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. Almost went across the street from Trinity Baptist Church, and they had a Mother's Day celebration service this morning, and it went very well. Pastor Tom Messer is a good friend of mine. Anyway, you're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church. It's an online church, and I'm the pastor. My name is James William Gregory Jr. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, to the Christian, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're saved by grace through faith. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let me read out of Proverbs again, chapter 31, verse 30. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Yes. Fear God. Honor the King. King Jesus. He's the King of kings, Lord of lords, God of gods, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Down to 90 seconds to go, ladies and gentlemen, of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com. /QuakeMan70. You can contact me on my cell phone after this broadcast, 904-575-8797, 904-575-8797, or send me an email, QuakeMan30@gmail.com, QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. Less than 60 seconds to go of this 15-minute live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Check out my Facebook anytime at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on Twitter at Gregory of News. That symbol, GregoryOfNews. Also go to Google, put in GNN, Gregory News Network, takes you right to my YouTube broadcast. That's television on the internet worldwide. Going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you all on Mother's Day, May 8th. 2016, wherever you are worldwide, thank God for mothers worldwide, and thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Savior. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, wrapping up. Have a great day. God bless you all. Take care.